麦克牧师主讲，万峰即时传译兼主持的中英双语系列《天路导向》，提高你的英语水平，引导你的人生方向。天路导向，伴你同行。
Hello, listening friends.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，你们好。
Thank you very much for tuning in to this very last message in the series that we've been preaching.
非常欢迎你收听我们今次的系列信息的最后一讲。
We are calling it Looking Up When Life Knocks You Down.
我们将它称为当你遭遇挫折的时候要记得举目仰望。
And it is based on the life of the Apostle Paul from the book of Acts.
这个系列信息是以使徒行传里面所记载使徒保罗的经历为依据的。
And I want to begin this last message with a fact.
而今日在最后一讲里面，我想用一个事实来开始。
It is a fact that is always easier to start something than finishing it.
我们发现这个事实就是通常呢，虎头蛇尾是最经常出现的。
It doesn't take a great deal of discipline to be enthusiastic about commencement of something.
要人在开始做事的时候很热情不难的。
But it takes a real commitment to see it through.
但是如果你要热情由头热到尾呢，是很难很难很难的。
And as we come to the end of this series of messages from the life of Paul, we come to a very intriguing ending.
咁而家我哋嚟到有关保罗嘅系列信息嘅尾声啦，呢个结局好激励人嘅。
It is not the kind of ending that you would expect.
佢并唔系你能够想象嘅嗰种结局。
Most of the book of Acts has been concerned with the Apostle Paul.
使徒行传里面大部分嘅篇幅都系同使徒保罗有关嘅。
And you would expect that it will end by telling us what happened to the Apostle Paul.
你或者期待在结局的时候这卷的书是会跟我们讲使徒保罗后来是怎样后来是怎样。
And I want you to turn with me please to the very last chapter, chapter 28 of the book of Acts, verse 30 and 31.
但是今天我最想你就是翻开圣经的使徒行传最后的一章，圣经使徒行传最后的一章就是第28章，使徒行传第28章第30和31节。
This is how the book ends.
诶，究竟《使徒行传》系点样结束嘅呢
？For 2 years, Paul stayed in his own rented house and welcomed all who came to him, and he preached the kingdom of God and taught about the Lord Jesus Christ.
就系原来保罗喺自己所租嘅屋里面啊，足足住咗2年咁耐。凡去见佢嘅人，佢全部都接待。佢放胆传讲上帝国嘅道，将主耶稣基督嘅事教导人。
That's how the book ends.
呢个就系使徒行传嘅结尾啦。
But if you are curious like me,
但系如果你好似我一样咁好奇嘅话
，you have to ask the all important question.
你都会想问一啲好重要嘅问题系嘛？
Why does the book end without telling us what happened to Paul?
喂，点解《使徒行传》结尾唔话俾我哋听保罗嘅结局系点嘅
？Or what happened to Peter?
点解唔话俾我哋听阿彼得个结局系点嘅
？Or what happened to Philip?
又唔话俾我哋听究竟腓利嗰个嘅结局系点嘅
？None of that is here at the ending.
喺结尾嘅时候，其实呢啲嘢都冇提过。
Why do you think the book ends that way?
你觉得？究竟点解《使徒行传》要咁样结束呢
？Because Dr. Luke, who was inspired by the Holy Spirit to write this history, is more concerned with the gospel than the preachers of the gospel.
因为原来路加医生啊，就系写《使徒行传》嘅人啦。佢被圣灵所感动写下嘅呢段宣教史呢，个重点系福音本身，而唔系传播福音嘅人。
He was more concerned with the power of the gospel to convert people to Christ than with the instruments God uses to bring these people into conviction.
他最关注的就是让人归向基督的福音大能，而不是领人回转的那些上帝用的器皿。
And today I want to show you 3 principles from Acts 28.
咁而喺今日呢，我最想话俾你听，就係喺使徒行传第28章里面所讲嘅三项原则。
These principles will unlock the secret to finishing well.
呢啲原则要话俾我哋听，究竟点样保持晚节？因为中国人成日话咩晚节不保嘛，咁点样保持呢？
I think every one of us wants to finish well.
我谂其实每一个人都想好头好尾噶嘛，要保持晚节。
It is a lot easier to start well, but it is much harder to finish well.
正如我哋之前讲啦，苦头就好容易，蛇尾更加容易。
And chapter 28 of the book of Acts will help us unlock the secret for finishing well.
而喺《使徒行传》第28章就会话俾我哋听，究竟点样可以帮助我哋保持晚节啦。
First,
各位，第一样嘢系乜嘢呢？
You must believe that obstacles will not hinder the plan of God.
要保持晚节呢，第一样嘢就系你一定要相信任何嘅障碍都唔能够阻碍上帝嘅计划。
Secondly,
第二样嘢
,objections will not halt the work of God.
原来任何阻拦都唔能够阻碍上帝嘅工作。
And thirdly,
第三样嘢
Obedience will harvest the blessing of God.
信服上帝会让你获得上帝所赐的福分。
To finish well, you must understand that obstacles will not hinder the plan of God for your life.
要好好咁样保持晚节嘅时候呢，我哋一定要明白，任何嘅障碍都唔会阻碍上帝喺你生命里面嘅计划。
One of the biggest reasons why some Christians do not finish well is discouragement.
原来一啲基督徒晚节不保嘅主要原因就系佢哋灰心丧气啊。
The moment they hit an obstacle, they give up.
当佢哋遇到障碍嘅时候，佢就放弃。
The moment they face problems, they give up.
当佢哋遇到困难嘅时候，就投降。
But from the human perspective, the Apostle Paul's life was filled with obstacles.
但是我想告诉你，当保罗去面对困难的时候，他是怎样呢？保罗从人的角度来看，他一生是困难重重。
And each obstacle that the Apostle Paul faced in his life was designed by Satan.
使徒保罗所遇到的每一个困难都是撒旦精心设计的。
It was designed to stop his ministry.
我哋见到撒旦最想就系阻碍保罗嘅事工。
Every one of these obstacles were planned by the enemy to destroy the work of God.
敌人设计嘅一个个嘅困难系要毁坏上帝嘅工作啊。
Persecution was a hindrance.
并且我哋见到迫害系一种难阻啦。
Imprisonment was a hindrance.
坐监系一种难阻啦。
Being beaten and stoned and falsely accused were all hindrances.
鞭打佢，钉石头钉佢，诬告佢，都系难阻啦。
And Paul had his fair share of all of them.
保罗亦都毫不例外咁样经历晒呢一切啊。
But through it all, the Apostle Paul believed that obstacles cannot hinder the will of God.
但系透过呢啲经历，保罗深信任何嘅难阻都唔能够妨碍上帝嘅旨意。
They may have bound Paul in chains.
他们可能会用铁链锁住保罗。
But they would not bind the power of the will of God.
但是他们不能够束缚上帝旨意的那种大能。
They may have tried to gag him from speaking.
他们可以塞住保罗的口，不让他讲话。
But they could not gag the power of the word of God.
但是他们不能够阻住上帝话语的能力。
And that is why he could keep going in the toughest of times.
所以保罗能够继续在困难里面前进，这个就是他的动力。
My listening friend, I want you to listen very carefully.
各位亲爱的听众朋友，请你仔细听我去讲。
There are two sides to every obstacle that you face in your life.
在你的生命里面，其实你每一个难阻都有两面性的。
There is a human side and there is God's side.
一面是从人的角度来看，一面是从上帝的角度来看。
from your side, obstacles appear as huge boulders.
从你的角度来看，其实每一个拦阻都是一块很大的石头。
But from God's end, there are only stepping stones to get you to the top of the mountain.
但是你想想，从上帝的角度来看，他们的石头只不过是帮助你登上山顶的踏脚石。
From human side, obstacles are frustrating.
从人的角度来看，这些拦阻让人心灰意冷。
But in God's hand, they are mere instruments He uses to sanctify you and bless you.
但是在上帝的手里面，他们是上帝让你成为圣洁并且蒙福的途径。
I want to speak to every one of you who are facing insurmountable obstacles in your life right now.
我想告诉那些你们正在遇到磨难的人听。
I want to speak to you with confidence in the Word of God.
我因为对上帝的话语有信心才这样讲。
And in the God who promised in His words.
同时是因为信任那个话语里面带有应许的上帝才这样讲。
All of you who are facing difficulties must stop seeing these obstacles from your point of view.
你们当中所有正面临难处的人，希望你不要再从自己的角度来对待这些困难。
And begin to see them from God's point of view.
你要开始尝试从上帝的角度来看。
And realize that God wants to use these obstacles to fulfill His plan in your life.
并且你要明白上帝是会用这些拦阻去实现祂在你生命里面的计划。
So we see the first secret to finishing well here from the life of Paul is that obstacles will not hinder the plan of God.
原来我们已经看了第一点了，原来我们从保罗的经历里头看到要保持敏捷的第一个秘诀，就是要相信任何的困难都不能够拦阻上帝的计划。
But secondly,
好，第二点了。
He saw that objections will not halt the work of God.
就是保罗明白，原来任何的拦阻都不能够中断上帝的工作。
One of the greatest temptations today is to see people openly objecting to the truth of the gospel.
今日我们最大一个试探就是见到人很公开地敌挡上帝的福音真理。
And the most important thing to do when you see this is not to be intimidated.
这件事呢也都是对我们一个的提醒，就是当你遇到这种的情形的时候，最重要就是不要被人吓亲。
One of the greatest temptations for Christians is to be ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
对基督徒来讲，今天最大的试探就是以耶稣基督的福音为耻。
Throughout the book of Acts, Paul was facing these objections.
贯穿整个使徒行传的就是保罗一直面对着这些境况，他敌挡着他。
And yet the reason he finished well is because he understood that objections will not halt the work of God.
那你说为什么保罗能够保持敏捷呢？原来原因就是他明白这些事情，这些拦阻是不能够妨碍上帝的工作的。
And we see another objection that Paul faces here in Acts 28 when his ship was wrecked on the island of Malta.
在使徒行传第28章，我们见到有另外一个拦阻，原来就是保罗的船在马耳他岛那里搁浅。
Paul suffered misunderstandings and false accusations.
保罗在那个时候就饱受误解、诬告。
When a snake bit him, people said that this man escaped from the shipwreck, but he must be a criminal.
跟住又有人去指责保罗，就是为什么呢？原来保罗撞船之后，他还要被蛇咬。那个时候的人就说，唉，这个人虽然在这船搁浅的时候没死，但是他一定是罪犯来的。
And that is why he could not escape the bite of the snake.
所以呢，为什么撞完船之后，他就会被蛇去咬？
This was false perception.
其实这个是一个完全错误的想法来的。
And after a few days when he did not get sick,
而过了几日，他们发现保罗竟然没事。
They immediately changed their minds about him.
他们立刻改变了对保罗的看法。
And they wanted to worship him as a god.
他们开始去想拜保罗做神。
As I said before, people are fickle.
正如我之前同你讲过，人总是反复无常的。
But Paul understood that objections will not halt the work of God.
我们知道任何的阻拦都不能够中断上帝的工作，这个也是保罗明白的东西。
Again, when Paul went to Rome, he shared the truth about Jesus.
而当保罗去到罗马的时候，他就同人去分享耶稣的真理。
And he taught that Jesus is the hope of all prophecies from Genesis to Malachi.
他告诉人听，耶稣就是在旧约里头，从创世纪期待去到马拉基的时候，是预言，是这么说，来啦，来啦，来啦，那一位。
And as he began to describe Jesus as the fulfillment of all hopes and all dreams of the Old Testament,
跟着他就描绘耶稣是旧约所有期待、所有梦想的应验者。
Many people objected and rejected his message.
好多人拒绝同埋反对保罗所讲嘅信息。
But Paul knew that objections cannot halt the work of God.
但是保罗知道任何的拦阻都不能够阻碍到上帝的工作啊。
My friends, none of us can stand in our own strength.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，我想告诉你们，今日我们没有人能够靠着自己站立得稳。
None of us can stand without the power of God.
今日我们没有人不靠着上帝的能力能够站立得稳。
None of us can persevere without the power of the Holy Spirit.
如果不是靠着圣灵的能力，我们没有人能够持守到底。
So to finish strong, you must understand that obstacles will not hinder the plan of God.
所以我们今天讲的就是，你如果想保持猛切，你一定要知道原来任何的困难都不能够拦阻到上帝的计划。
You must understand that objections will not halt the work of God.
第二样嘢就系我哋要知道，任何嘅拦阻都系唔能够中断到上帝嘅工作。
Thirdly,
第三样嘢啦。
In order to finish strong, you must believe that obedience will harvest God's blessing.
如果你想保持猛切嘅话，你就一定要相信，只有信服上帝，你先至能够获得赐福。
There is one thing about the book of Acts that I don't want you to miss.
喺《使徒行传》里面咧，有一样嘢我好想你记住嘅。
The gospel that the apostle Paul preached in Acts 28,
就是《使徒行传》第28章嗰度保罗宣讲嘅福音。
And the gospel that Peter preached in Acts chapter 2,
同埋《使徒行传》第二章里面彼得所讲嘅福音
，is exactly the same gospel.
原来呢两道嘅福音啊，佢哋宣讲嘅福音系一模一样嘅。
It was not two different gospels because it was preached by two different persons.
这个的福音没有因为是由两个不同的人所传讲而变了不同。
Or preached to different people.
有没有因为要讲给不同的人听而变了。
Or preached in a different environment.
或者是在不同的环境里面讲而变了。
Or preached in different sitting.
福音亦都冇因为喺唔同嘅场合里边去讲嘅时候有所不同。
The commonality that Paul and all the great men of God shared was their obedience to preaching the truth of the gospel.
保罗同所有属上帝嘅伟人共同之处就系佢哋都信服上帝去传扬福音嘅真理。
Without compromising it and without watering it down.
我哋见到佢哋。冇去妥协，亦都冇去淡化福音嘅内容。
Today there are people who are trying to modify the gospel just a little bit.
今日有啲人试图对福音做少少少少嘅更改。
Now let me confess to you that obedience might not be easy.
但系我都要坦白向你承认，信服嘅功课系唔容易学嘅。
But it's the only way to peace.
但系佢却系唯一通往平安嘅路径。
Obedience might not be comfortable.
信服可能让人唔舒服噶。
But in it you find your only comfort.
但系只有喺信服里面，你先至能够揾到唯一嘅安慰。
Obedience might not be popular.
信服可能唔受欢迎噶。
But it is your only way to blessing.
但系可能呢个就系你能够蒙福嘅唯一途径。
It is the only way to please the Lord.
呢个亦都系让主得着唯一满足嘅途径。
Paul's obedience may have led him into house arrest in Rome.
保罗嘅信服或者就系导致佢喺罗马被囚。
And into 3 years in prison.
并且喺监狱留咗三年咁耐啊。
But was that a waste of time?
但系你问究竟保罗要留喺罗马三年咁耐系咪浪费时间啊
？No.
唔系啊。
Because in the prison in Caesarea.He was able to preach to the kings and the governors.
因为在盖撒利亚的监狱里面，保罗能够对君王、对总督宣讲福音。
And under house arrest in Rome, he wrote some of the most exciting epistles that he was led by the Holy Spirit to write.
在罗马的看守所里面，他在圣灵的引导下面，他写出很多激励人心的使徒书信。
When you are obedient, you will see God in control of all of your circumstances.
所以只要你信服的话，你就会见到上帝是掌管紧你身边的环境。
You will discover that there is no time that is wasted.
你会发现你不是在这里浪费时间。
And you will find no effort that has been misplaced.
你会发现你所做的事没什么是徒然的。
And no sacrifice has gone unnoticed by God.
并且冇乜嘢嘅付出唔被上帝纪念。
That there is no obedience that will not be blessed by the Lord.
又冇乜嘢嘅信服系上帝所唔赐福俾你嘅。
When you are obedient, even your prison will be turned into a pulpit.
所以当你信服嘅时候，你所在嘅监狱啊，都会成为你嘅讲坛。
Because that's what happened with the Apostle Paul.
因为这个就是在保罗身上发生的事。
From historical accounts, we know that the book of Acts does not tell us about Paul's end.
我们如果从历史学的范畴和角度来看，我们知道使徒行传从来都没有讲过保罗的结局是怎样的。
We know that he was released after those 2 years.
我们却是知道他在两年之后被释放。
And he traveled for 2 more years, and then he came back to Rome.
他就周游世界各地两年咁多，跟住佢就翻到罗马。
Eusebius, the historian, tells us that Paul was arrested during that time.
史学家呢叫做丘西比乌呢，就话俾我哋听，保罗喺呢段时间再次俾人捉咗去坐监。
And he was beheaded on the Appian Way.
最终在亚比安大道那里被人斩了个头下来。
But from God's perspective, the details of Paul's death were not important.
但是从上帝的角度来看，保罗殉道的细节重不重要呢？不是很重要的。
It doesn't mean that God didn't care.
但是保罗殉道的细节不重要，但不代表保罗的殉道上帝不理。
Listen to Psalm 116 verse 15.
让我们一起来看看诗篇116篇第15节。
Precious in the sight of the Lord is the death of his saints.
在耶和华的眼中看到他圣人或者圣民的死亡是非常的宝贵。
How Paul died is not important.
是保罗怎样死呢？其实不是很重要的。
What is important is that he finished well.
最重要就是他能够保持晚节。
What is important is that he was able to say, I have fought the good fight, I have finished the race, I have kept the faith. Therefore, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day.
重要就是他能够讲，哇，那个美好的仗我已经打过了，当跑的路我已经跑晒了，所信的道我已经守住了。从此以后有公义的冠冕为我存留，就是那个按照公义审判的上主到了那日要赐给我的。
Listen, my listening friends, as I conclude to the rest of the verse from 2 Timothy.
我的亲爱的听众朋友，在我结束的时候，请你非常之注意提摩太后书剩下来的这些经文。
After Paul said those words that I just mentioned to you,
保罗在讲完我刚刚上面提过的说话之后，
he goes on to say,
他就继续这样讲了。
Not just only for me, but for all those who love his appearing.
不单止赐给我，亦都赐给那些凡爱慕他显现的人。
The crown of righteousness henceforth is waiting for you when you finish well, my listening friend.
所以各位亲爱的听众朋友，如果你能够去保持到你的晚节的话，公义的冠冕亦都同样这样是为你存留的。
Will you finish well?
你会不会能够保持晚节呢？
Will you understand the secrets of finishing well?
你明不明白保持晚节的秘诀呢？
Let me give them to you again.
让我再告诉你这个秘诀一次。
That obstacles will not hinder the plan of God.
第一，就是任何的障碍都不会阻碍到上帝的计划。
That objections will not halt the work of God.
第二，任何的拦阻都不能够阻碍到上帝的工作。
And that obedience will harvest the blessing of God.
第三，就是信服就会让到你得着上帝的赐福。各位听众朋友，我们之前听了12集的这个节目，我们知道这一集的系列信息是从保罗一生的经历里头，是我们是去学习他的美好的见证。我们见到保罗，无论他是最初是蒙召的时候，他不认识耶稣的，他是迫害基督徒的，他归向耶稣。但是他归向耶稣之后不是一帆风顺的，反而之前他迫害基督徒的时候他得到所有人的认同。但是保罗却是持守住这条道路，走这条人人都不看好他的路，走这条人人都迫害他的道路。但是保罗面对逼迫的时候懂得去仰望，甚至让到他在路的时候他懂得讲那个美好的仗他打过，当跑的路他跑尽，信的道他已经守住，他已经好肯定自己得着公义的冠冕。各位听众朋友，愿保罗的见证亦都能够成为你一生的激励，让到你人生在任何一个阶段都靠住上帝走你人生的道路。下次天路导向的时间再会。